two old friends and new friends, Colton Vaught and Aaron Law, DaleWileyShow.com.
So I'm talking to Colton Vaught, and hopefully we're going to be joined by Aaron Law, one of your dad's old friends, too. So talk to me about how your day's been and how your hair is.
Hair's perfect, okay. As usual. Day's been super solid. Day's been really busy. I mean, okay. We've been cracking things out, though. I'm trained today, which is the sad thing about today. But thankfully, I'll get back at it in the a.m. I'm gonna do an early morning workout, probably about 6 a.m.
That's wonderful. You know who I had lunch with today? Doug Minton.
That's the man. That's my guy.
Yes,
that's Daddy 2.0 right there. Me and Doug. Well, I have good Doug stories.
Well, he has a lot of good Colton stories, I think. And here's Aaron. He's coming on. Let's find out how to add him. So let's add Aaron to this. Let's see. Here we are.
Get it, Dale.
Stream, it says.
Get it, Dale.
There we go. Look at this. Look at this. And Aaron's going to come on here in a second. It's going to be wonderful. There we are. We're live. And yes, it does this thing. And so I'm so glad to introduce my friend Colton Vaught to my friend Aaron Law. And
my
now
man,
I just really want, I really just want you guys to talk about Kelly. Okay. Are you there? Can you hear us, Aaron?
I am here. I was.
There we go. There we are.
There we are. How are you doing?
My man, Aaron, how are you, brother?
Good to see you. How are you?
I am just up to no good, as usual.
Right.
As usual.
I've been tanning, as you can see.
Oh.
Wow.
Me
too. Well, that is always interesting, and so let's talk now about Kelly Vaught and the home that was right across from your home, or right down from your home, and so just talk about Kelly.
Kelly was a year younger than me in school, and so being a year younger, I grew up hanging out with kids who were like 5 years older, so I didn't, like, literally, Kelly was just this little kid down the street until I was, like, 10. And so at about age 10 or 11, all the kids I was used to hanging out with had kind of aged out, you know, hanging out. Hanging out with a 10-year-old is not cool.
Right. Yes.
So I had no one to hang out with. So, you know, I went looking for friends.
Right.
And I remember going over and knocking on the door and saying, "Hi, is Kelly here?" Because we rode on the bus and stuff.
Right. Did Papa answer? Did Papa or Nana answer?
Yeah, I think actually Nana answered. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so Nana answered and she was like, "Yeah, sure, Kelly's." And I think he had just gotten maybe his Millennium Falcon.
Man,
yes,
that was a big time. He's still talking about that. Although he talked about that.
Yeah, so he just gotten the Millennium Falcon, and I was not into action figures. I was not into baseball cards. I was into nothing that they were into. So I kind of had to like catch up.
Oh, geez, that's Dad's alley right there.
Yeah. So. So it was kind of this weird transition. But yeah, that's kind of how I got to know him. And then I kind of said, "Hey, you want to go like ride big wheels?"
Right.
And then that's when we started riding the big wheels and really like tore up the hillside.
Did y'all ever ride them down the dam or anything crazy like that?
We never rode them down the dam, but I mean, like, you've been up to that house. It's like, it's
Yeah.
It flies off on my side of the hill. It goes right straight down, and then we'd go down the big hill, and we'd right have like different tracks we do. Like, so we'd go through all the neighbors' yards and stuff like that. And yeah, it was, and then we'd drag them back up the hill and do it again. I mean, we'd spend 3-4 hours doing it. And then, yeah, so that's, and then I also remember for some reason, one of the neighbors, they had this really, really steep hill, like in the front of their house, the Gibsons.
Right. Yes, they did.
It was Pauline and Jerry Gibson. Yes. And Pauline was like a second grade school teacher and Jerry was a barber.
Right. And,
but they had like crazy, these onion plants that would grow in their yards. You know, I'm talking about onions where you pull them up.
Right.
And we got to pulling them up and throwing them at each other. And then so we just played, that was where we played King of the Hill. And we so we played King of the Hill for hours right there. But yeah, Kelly showed me how to have fun. How to have fun until I got to know Kelly. And everything Kelly did was fun.
So, always fun. Every time you hung out with him, he was always fun.
Yes. And he was always up to you. He was, I would describe him as a, you know, if you have a circus.
Right.
I would be like a skilled person in the circus.
Right.
But there's the ringleader. There's the grandmaster of the circus.
Yes.
And Kelly was the grandmaster of the circus.
Definitely.
Oh my goodness.
Dad
always said, don't get in the fights, promote the fights. That's what he always told me growing up. But it changed. Totally.
He would be the Don King of Crane.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, it was just crazy to me because every time I hear one of these stories, I can relate it to me. And it literally sounds so eerie similar because we had times that we honestly – me and my cousin and all my friends, we would go down this steep hill in those little tyke cars that we were too big for, and we would ride on the top of them, or we would honestly go look for it. We would go look at like landfills or like dumpsters for like sofas, and we would hook it up behind trucks and just like sofa surf. And it was just so eerie similar, and we would do that for hours. That would be our only mission for the day, was just somehow ride these toys downhill.
Actually, that reminds me of a story, Kelly story, and that was one day, but this is totally insane, but Kelly convinced me and Mithy Boyles to ride the little, like, we had those old style wagons. And we rode it down Jack Fugit's Hill, which is all hill. And so I went down it, and the wheels came off it and everything.
Oh, no.
But it was absolutely beautiful. And again, that's just the kind of thing, because your dad would do anything, and he would convince everybody else to do anything with him.
Oh, yeah. It'll be great. Yeah. It'll be fun.
He wants it to be a party. Everybody has to enjoy it.
Yes. And so talk about the wrestling. Were you involved in that at all, Aaron?
Oh, yeah. I remember. Okay, so I got to know – when I knew Kelly, when I first met Kelly, there was no addition to the house.
Right.
So it was just the original footprint of the house.
Right. Before the part where they had this – they had many long time of framing. On that
and I remember when Kenny and Goob dug it out, and like, so they dug out like a big ass hole next to the house.
Yes,
and it's, you know how life is. I mean, it's not like everyone's. It's like nobody's made a cash. You have enough money to do one thing.
and the boss always thinks they can do it.
Yeah, you're like. Credit. I don't have enough money for the next piece. And so then I remember they poured the slab maybe about 6 months later, or a year later, and then they framed up the outside of it. And I remember Kelly, through Kelly's room, you could climb out the window into the new edition.
Right.
It's just framed out.
Oh no, and, this is already going to be
And that's where all the wrestling matches were held.
Yes.
In the summertime, I'll just let you know, in the summertime, you want to be real careful. You didn't want to get too wild because there were fly strips, fly paper strips hanging everywhere.
Oh, geez.
I mean, you get wrapped up in one of those things. Dead flies all over you. And yeah, it was awesome.
You'd be like a mummy.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. That's so crazy. Well, actually, Aaron, the last time I think I talked to you was actually at my dad's funeral.
Right.
Is that correct? And I told you, I came up to you afterwards and I was like, Aaron, I think I'm going to pursue pro wrestling.
Right.
And I remember I was like, Aaron, I'll get you tickets when it takes off. Well, it took off and I haven't got you tickets yet.
Right.
I need to get you tickets soon.
That would be awesome.
Definitely.
Oh, it's I feel like it would only bring the circle completely around.
Yeah. It totally would. And I'll let you know, Kelly, I remember it was me and Kelly, and I believe it was Matthew. Okay. And I know that we went up to Springfield to the Shrine Mosque yes. at least two or three times.
Oh, yeah.
To watch professional pro wrestling.
Right.
And that was back in the day when Skandar Akbar.
Okay. Yes,
was the bad guy.
Yes.
Manager.
Right.
And like I remember him being actually, we were there. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where it's a really small. It's kind of like if you ever get into bodybuilding,
right.
It's really big, but it's actually a really small world. You know.
Right.
It is. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, but yeah, I remember like so. Yeah, we. I think I have a program somewhere where I think Tom Jones was the world heavyweight champion at the time.
Oh, that's insane. That we need to have another one of these because I actually have one of Dad's magazines and it's Pro Wrestling Illustrated by you guys, by yes. all of you guys together. And it's it's like Polaroids. And they just took the Polaroids out, put down a piece of scotch tape on notebook paper and put it down and wrote around it. And
all
that was the articles.
Yes.
That's
awesome. Because Kelly and I would write the magazines and do everything. You know, we just all were convinced this was all a reasonable thing to do. And we did it all.
I'm glad y'all did, though. I'm glad when yes. I was reading them. It and like I said earlier, it was so eerie similar to the things I did. Because I remember I had an old flip video camera, and I would do just simple videos like that. I think we had a kickball weekly video. We had a football in the front yard video. Yeah, I mean, it was
this
stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it was stuff like that. I mean,
there's a
boxing
somewhere of Wiffle Ball Today, which was our little weekly show that we did. And I would love to find where that is because it's there and Kelly is singing the song Wiffle Ball Today. It's just so amazing and probably from 1981. I mean, but that was craziness that your dad inspired and so fun to think about that stuff. But I also want to talk about because I want Colton to do an intro to this golden edge principles that we're doing with that Aaron and I are doing. So tell me about that. And Colton, you give us a good intro for this amazing stuff that we're doing.
Well, all we're doing right now is we're actually launching this Roku channel. And what it is it's sponsored by people from my dad's past and which is incredible. Right. And they're part of my dad's life, which actually helps me want to succeed more.
Yes.
And so what this is going to do is we're going to put previous matches on there, upcoming events on there, live streams, podcasts, whatever we can jam with anything that's going to be involved with pro wrestling, podcasts, and me. We're just going to jam that on there, and that's all. We're going to hopefully get it all on the domain name ColtonVaught.com, and we're hoping to get all that up and running soon, and I'm excited to jam that. Also, all of me and Dale's previous podcast.
More with Colton and Aaron in just a second. DaleWileyShow.com.
Do you love music? Do you know about the musical map of Missouri? Dallas Wayne,
Chuck Berry,
Dave Alvin, Robbie Foulkes,
The Skeletons,
The Ozark Mountain Daredevils,
Uncle Tupelo,
Wayne Carson,
Nelly,
Lou Whitney,
Symptoms Morel,
City, Jeff City,
St. Louis,
St. Joe, Columbia,
Buckle of the Bible Belt, the
Studio on South Avenue in Springfield.
Springfield, Missouri.
Add the Missouri Music Podcast to your list of favorites. Lawyer, author, and Slewfoot Records label owner Dale Wiley takes you on a musical trip around Missouri while raising funds for Musical Map of Missouri, a nonprofit organization which will help ensure Missouri musicians affected by COVID-19. Visit MissouriMusicPodcast.com for more information. Tune in to the Missouri Music Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
More with Colton and Aaron, DaleWileyShow.com. But then also, Aaron is doing some cool stuff under the name Golden Edge Principles. And so tell us about that, Aaron.
Golden Edge Principles is how will I say this? We've started a nonprofit. I'm not a big fan of nonprofits, but it's a nonprofit to basically instill and encourage a set of values that scale in life.
Okay.
Because there's a certain group of gifts and talents that if you can cultivate those as an individual, you will just live a better life.
Yes. They scale in life.
And it'll scale. A lot of the times we lose our way because we didn't really get those built early on.
Yes.
And we can get really distracted with other things.
Right.
And it really has kind of been one of those things where I've gotten started as a dad late in life.
Right.
And I realized right about the time that we had our first child, I made a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
And I worked with people that should have been really happy.
Right.
And they were just absolutely miserable. and I thought, okay, so it can't be money that you know, right. It can't be money. It can't be politics. It can't be religion.
Right.
It's gotta be a foundational thing that you can live through. Now it might pull pieces of that into it, but those aren't the things it's about. It's about things of understanding that if I become a whole person, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, I will have the ability to truly be a friend and to love my neighbor without expectations of them loving me back. It doesn't become some sort of an emotional barter. Whereas most friendships, whenever people are like, yeah, we're not friends anymore. I'm always like, I don't know what that means.
Yes.
It's kind of like, I'm like, well, if you're not friends anymore, were you ever?
Yes.
Agreed completely.
Yeah. And so, just trying to help people become whole people. And it's kind of a process of being able to kind of get rid of all the, just the junk we accumulate in life, you know, the bitterness and the disappointment, just all the things that we kind of built up, the expectations we had, and to be able to kind of, first of all, kind of like purge those, confess those, and then replace those with values and a deeper understanding. I want to say just an empathy for ourselves and for others.
Right.
To where we can truly relate on all the things that are relatable. I mean,
yes,
most of us are very, you know, it's kind of like if you think about the Hatfields and the McCoys, or I mean, let's be honest, we're from Crane. The Vaughts and the Revs.
Yeah.
the Ford versus Chevy, really? You know what I'm saying? We've got more in common than we have separate.
Yes. And definitely this is a good point to say that clearly Colton, through his dad, was a Ford man.
I didn't have a choice.
No
choice.
You know, but again,
he was definitely a Ford man entirely.
Yeah, he was through and through. He didn't care. He didn't care what people said at all.
Yes,
exactly. That's probably why him and Doug got along so well. Doug's a Ford. Yes. That's where he deals out of. He's a Ford right. dealer.
That's hilarious. Well,
yeah.
I got news for you. Back when I was a kid, all the Vaughts were Chevy guys.
Right.
Papa only drives Ford Chevy. Guys. Yeah. Papa only right. drives Chevy. So, like,
okay.
that, yeah. of course, that had to be just the off dude.
Yeah. Yeah. That is exactly because I'm like, my God, you couldn't have been a Vaught and drove Ford.
I know. He was just like that. He always did stuff odd. I mean, I'm pretty sure he was the one that made me pour milk before my cereal. He does weird stuff like that.
Pour milk before the cereal.
Yes. He does weird stuff like that. He was always odd, but he always wanted to make a point of it too. I mean, oh man.
Jeez. But there was no one any funnier than Kelly. He was just so fun to be around and such a fun guy. And that's why I think all the stuff that we're doing to honor him is just going to make all of us proud.
Absolutely. I'm excited to get it all going.
It's going now.
I mean, it's going right now.
I know it is. Yeah. So any last words, anything to say, anything else?
I got one question online to ask. Now, is it Harley Race that you train with?
Yes. Oh, yes. So I trained under Harley. As soon as I broke in, I trained under Harley for my first, I think it was about probably 10 to 11 months. And then Harley okay. passed. So Harley actually never saw me when I debuted, Harley never got to see me wrestle.
Wow.
And it was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy.
Drive through Troy, Missouri, and there is a building there that is the Harley Race School of Wrestling. Yeah. And I took a picture of it, not knowing that Colton was going to train there. Just so interesting.
Oh, that as soon as I started training, I was up there almost. It was all week pretty much. And then I would just come home to work. And it was literally just the only time I would work was literally just to fuel myself to go back to St. Right. Louis just to train, just to go back. Just because I had a place to stay, I would stay up actually at that building that you're talking about. So it was pretty crazy because I would see Harley daily. And he was the man.
But I just think that's another serious thing where that was such a big guy in our lives was Harley Race and Ric Flair and all those people. They were all big deals.
Dad definitely emphasized how big of a deal it was. I knew kind of like I had a grasp of who Harley was. But when I told Dad that I was going up, I was like, hey, Dad, I'm going up there. He's like, do you get who you're going to see? Like I could tell like his childhood was like coming out of him. And then it was crazy because I learned a lot of my first chops I learned were with Road Warrior Animal. And I didn't know that I was going to be working with Road Warrior Animal.
Right.
And I came back. Really? Yes. And it was with Animal. We actually had Warrior Wednesdays is what they were called. And they would come up there and Warrior would work with us.
Right.
And we were learning chops, and I came back, and I go, Dad, I just kind of walked in there casually, because this is how he would have done it to me. I just walked in there, act like nothing big was happening. He's like, how was training? I was like, oh, yeah, it was good. We were learning chops. He's like, oh, yeah, like Ric Flair. And I was like, yeah, well, actually, it was Road Warrior Animal gave me chops. And he's like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, Road Warrior Animal? Like, shoulder pads? I was like, yeah, he chopped me. I was like, he chopped me. He's like, what? He's like, no way. And I showed him the pictures on my phone. He lost it. He started going crazy.
Well, you know, it was funny today because Doug kind of said, you know, if I would have told my son, I would have said, do this, but always stay in school, all this stuff. And Kelly was just like, go for it. Just do it. Right now, I love it.
Oh, man. I mean, he really was, though, all the time. I mean, he never discouraged me from having fun. He always wanted to make sure, but he wanted to make sure I wasn't having fun, you know, just by myself. He wanted to make sure it was a group. You know, if I had a group, he wanted it to be, you know, hey, come have that group affair at my house because I just know everybody's here. I mean, just go do whatever, but make sure there's a group of you guys doing it. Call so-and-so and so-and-so.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, to the extent where he would call the parents and be like, hey, what's he doing? And, I mean, I remember times he'd called Doug and be like, hey, come over here and bring Luke. And then me and Luke were getting into trouble.
Yes. And those were good stories that I heard from Doug about that, too. So, again, it's just like all the stuff. It's just so interesting. And Kelly made everything more fun. Every single thing more fun with Kelly.
Everything was always fun with Kelly.
And so, anyway, I just really want to get you guys together and have a nice little chat. And I've got this coolness software, and I thought it'd be really great to try it out on you guys.
That's awesome.
I
love it. I really do.
Yeah, I do too. And so, again, Colton, let's take us out and tell us about the Roku channel and lead us all home. Tell us what we're doing.
So the Roku channel, you're just going to be able to see previous, upcoming, right, and then live events coming up. And, of course, all the previous podcasts as well. You'll also be able to visit the domain name ColtonVaught.com once that's all done. And be able to check everything out from there.
It's going to be so fantastic. And I'm so excited to get you two guys who are not easy to catch in the same place at the same time. I love it.
It's awesome. It's beautiful.
Thanks, and Colton. I love the technology, too.
It's great to see you guys.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
God bless, guys. For real. Right.
On YouTube as well as Facebook, DaleWileyShow.com.